The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to healthy living and weight loss will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may contain income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan, which differs from the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
Well, welcome everybody to our Optavia business call. It's Monday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and it's time to go to work and bring our community together once again to celebrate this amazing community called Optavia. I want to first welcome all our first-time viewers to this call. This call is designed for anyone that desires to improve their health, their life, and then reach out and help others. So tonight we have a really great call. One of my favorite things that we've developed over the last 5 or 6 years is the idea of the habits of health and also the habits of transformation, our leadership transformation principles. And the third one is connect authentically, cultivate trust. It's such an important part of our business. It's what makes us stand out. A couple of weeks ago, we announced that Fortune magazine picked us as one of the quickest growing companies in the world. We were number two, in fact, the only one in the top 50 that were health-based companies. So that's pretty remarkable. That didn't happen by accident. That happened through building relationships, through really taking the time to connect authentically and cultivate trust. Bottom line is tonight I have two amazing leaders, our integrated presidential directors, Tia and Doug Wood, and they're going to be joining me. We're going to be talking about how to develop that, why it's so important, and why it matters, and not just building the business that we want and really recognized by people as being the real deal, but also allowing you to become successful. And certainly they've been extremely successful at building a large organization. So Doug and Tia, how are you guys doing? Happy Thanksgiving, by the way.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays. What a beautiful time of year that this is, and so much to be grateful for coming out of a crazy year. But we've been just having amazing times just connecting via Zoom with so many coaches, and just so much to be grateful for our health and to be connected to this amazing community.
Yeah. It's good to be here tonight, Dr. Ray. I'm excited.
Yeah, so let's really jump right into it, because you know people say things, you know, most people sell stuff. What we're about is building rapport, building connection. So let's start there and talk about that. You know, I remember back when you guys got started, Tia, you really were the first one to really get into it. And then Doug, when you joined and kind of went from the furniture business, which is a sell deal, right? Man, this furniture is good, to really building relationships. And so when you made that transition, what were the, let's, for everybody that's on tonight, what were the aha moments, the things that really woke you guys up and said, wow, this is important for me to spend the time to really build strong rapport, strong relationships?
Yeah, well, one of the first things is, and you know, look, there's a lot of, I see a lot of new coaches on the line. So for so many of you that are new tonight with us, or this is you're in your first month of coaching, we just want to say welcome to this family. Yeah. We're so glad you're here. And that was our first aha, Dr. A, is realizing that we needed more coaches, and we needed more. We saw the need that Optavia had for more younger people to get involved in this business and to start connecting authentically and cultivating trust with others. And so that was the first aha. We saw the need, and we said, you know what? There's something powerful going on here. You know, what could be possible? And for those of you that are new to this family, Optavia is doing some, if you haven't figured out already, probably through your own story, Optavia is doing some very unique and some big things. And you're needed here. You're wanted here. And we desire you to come and grow with us. And so, Tia, I know connecting authentically is a sweet spot for you.
Yeah, well, when I really connected to my own story and realized that someone else's story was going to be unlocked with me living that out loud, first of all, we found health because our personal health coach was living out his transformation out loud on Facebook at the time. This is 2009, so he was kind of ahead of his time. But when he said, hey, Tio, why don't you begin to start living this out? I remember I connected to him because of his authenticity. Right. And so he invited me to say, hey, Tia, like, why don't you just post about you're going on a date night and you're feeling so amazing. I was like 20 pounds. I did that, Dr. A, that night because he connected to me in how he was living out his personal journey, which unlocked in me to begin to live out my own personal journey, which then unlocked others' journey.
Right. So if you think about that, Tia, what are we doing? We're first, if you're going to connect authentically, it really comes down to connecting with ourselves and connecting with our story. I mean, think about that, my friends, is that connect with yourself. Stop in this busy, sometimes very unconscious world or our ways of doing things. We all do things so much out of habit. But if we stop and really connect with, you're not here on this call tonight by accident. You're not here just because it's Monday night and it's what to do. There's something that's pulling you and gravitating you to what's next. And number two, I would challenge you is to connect to our mission.
Yeah.
I mean, I think back, Dr. A, 20 years ago at this time, I mean, the world was a much different place, but you saw a huge need. You were tired of treating people when it was often too late. So you want to get upstream, and you sought out Medifast. I mean, and their mission was to help people lose weight. Your mission was to see people get healthy. And I think, you know, I've been thinking about that a lot this week as I've been helping start a lot of new coaches and people's like, how did we get started? Well, Dr. A, you saw an authentic need and we just needed a better way to get it out, you know, into the world. And thirdly, in terms of connect is then if you're connecting with ourselves and your story, if you're connecting with our mission and what we're doing here at Optavia, that you're a part of this, that we're a part of this, we together are doing this. Number three is then we begin to connect with others. Yeah. And after that, we can start cultivating.
Yeah, I love that. And you know what's really great about that? It's really starting to stick. People are at this time of need over this last 9 months. They're uncertain. They're not sure of their future. And just the resonance that we have when we're talking, people are drawn to that. It's so important for our, especially like you guys started off with our young coaches. They just need to relax. You know, they don't need to sell. They don't need to pitch. This is so beautiful. And as we experiencing, just replicating that and being there for others, makes all the difference. And you know, when we talk and we meet people, it's just this feeling that, you know what, this is something real. And what's cool about it, you know, our products are way in the background. Yeah, sure, they're an economic driver and they're amazing and they help start people on the journey and they're a great portable food and they're a healthy way to negotiate through the crazy world where there's all this unhealthy food around. But the products are simply there as a catalyst. The real heart of this business comes from our coaches. And so when we talk about this tonight, some coaches are saying, well, tell me how to bring on a new coach. Tell me how to bring on a new client. But the essence of this, it flows out of you. It's not something you pitch. It's not some dialogue or some script you learn. It comes from your heart. And Tia, you know, I'd love for you to talk about that a little bit because, you know, one of the things I remember, we were in Mexico at an incentive a few years ago. And you brought out, I mean, it was a little over the top, but you brought out the heart sunglasses for everybody.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little about why that's so important.
Well, I think when you're coming to a Monday night call like this, there's something unique about you. And Dr. A, I always kind of felt like I wanted more out of my life. And I remember coming to convention in 2010 and I connected to this mission. When you sat on the stage, we're going to get America healthy. I think there's 2,000 people in the room. I was like all in. I was like, my life's been transformed and I want to be part of this. So yes, I did. I got love sunglasses for all the coaches that earned that incentive trip because we were wide awake and we want to go out into the world and shine bright. And we don't have to sell this because we're transformed. People see it. When I saw you share this mission and Lori on stage share the heart of why you went upstream to create this, I was all in because I saw the tears in your eyes and I felt the energy, I felt the passion. And I know people on the other side tonight feel that. They feel connected right to this. So how do you begin to cultivate and see, help other people come into this wave of seeing that health is possible for them?
Yeah, and really we do that. And I'm going to ask all, I think, 5,000, 7,000 of us tonight to be unapologetic
yeah,
for your experience. You know, each and every one of us on this call tonight, nobody can take your experience here at OptaVia away from you. You know this program works. You know the pounds have fallen off, and you know your life book and the transformation through the elements that are beginning to take place. And I fully get it. I didn't start going through the life book until, you know, 6 to 8 months into my journey. So wherever you're at, you can feel this is different. Like your spirit, your person is coming alive. And so as we head into this next 30 days, I think it's a perfect time to begin cultivating or continue cultivating, first of all, trust within yourself of going, you know, I'm a part of a movement. I'm not a part of a company. I'm not a part of a direct sales company. I'm a part of a movement. I'm a part of a mission. And we are changing the world. And we're doing it by changing our own world. It was really cool. Last week, I was in Tennessee, Dr. A, and I met Laura. And Laura is a little person. And we took a picture together, and she's down 57 pounds. I think she texted me a couple days ago. She's now down 60. And I said, Laura, what do you want to do with OptaVia? And she goes, Doug, the little people need our program. They're dying too early, my friends, my family. And so I'm going to get the little people healthy. And I said, yes, that's how we're changing our world, because Laura is changing her world.
Yeah.
If Laura changes her world, Dr. A changes his, I change mine, Tia changes, you change yours. Together we do change the world. So what does it mean to cultivate? Well, cultivate means to prepare, first of all, and take steps to improve something and to grow it. And so what are the ways, Tia? I know you know, you're like the queen of this.
Yeah.
How do you begin cultivating trust, or maybe what are the things that you're doing right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's all about connecting for you that are new coaches. It's building relationship. And some of you are like, well, how do I do that in the era we're living in right now? You are just a video text away, or let's hop on and have coffee together via Zoom. You are just a moment away from connecting authentically with some people that you probably care about very deeply. And it's about stepping into their world and making their life better. It's not about asking if they want to get healthy or if they want to, you know, get on your program. It's about, how's your day going? Like, what's going on? How are you navigating these times that we're living in? How can I best come alongside you to support you? I've just been thinking about you today. And some ways that I've been cultivating trust and cultivating relationship is, well, number one, I did a Zoom call with both sides of the family on Thanksgiving. So I got to see family members I haven't seen in years, cousins and relatives. So that opened amazing doors. So hopefully that is a idea that you could do for this holiday season, is you probably aren't going to get to connect as you typically would as a family, but you can connect socially like this, which will probably introduce you and connect you with cousins you haven't seen in a long time. Another thing that I'm doing every day right now, Dr. A, is I am going live on my Facebook via Zoom, and I'm interviewing clients and coaches and celebrating their transformation. And it's been really fun. I started, I'm doing every state. I'm going across the country and doing every state right now. So that's been really fun. And I just decided I'm not going to sit back. I'm going to jump all in. I'm going to celebrate the lives that are being impacted. And that's what I want to encourage people. That's how you cultivate it. Farmers don't sit back. They stay in the field. They keep watering. They keep fertilizing.
Right.
You don't stop.
Yeah. Because one thing I can tell you, I've been a health coach now 11 years. The harvest is here,
yeah,
but the massive harvest is coming.
Yeah.
I mean, after the year we've had, I mean, this wave, Dr. A, is like building, and it's about ready to come crashing down. And here's the question I have for you, though, coaches. When people think of health, because I truly believe 95% of people will be thinking about doing something in their health over the next 30 days. My question is, coaches, will they think of you? Will you have deposited enough trust deposits into that relationship, enough how are yous, enough photos of what's possible, enough lives, enough heartbeat to start building that trust now? So it's just a matter of time when, you know, December 4th comes around and they're like, okay, I thought I was going to maybe call him on Thanksgiving. The time has come today. They're thinking of you. And then December 14th, or if it's December 24th, Christmas Eve, and they don't want to be in front of the camera. It's just little things we can be doing right now, Dr. A, is so important, because 2021 is going to be a life, I believe it's going to be a world-shaking year for really good reasons. And Optavia is going to be a big part of that.
Yeah, no, those things are so true. And when you were talking, I was thinking about you guys are completely, you know, we say all in, but it's actually moving from knowing what you need to do to doing what you need to do to becoming what you are. And where we are in our lives is this is who we are. We live this, we celebrate it. It's part of us everywhere we go. And we have the confidence. Now, in the beginning, when you don't have that confidence and you're just getting started, I love what you guys were both saying. Use your own personal experience. Validate how has your life changed. Since Optavia has come into your life, how has your life changed? And for most, it's been remarkable. In fact, incredible. And when you just stay with it, that will continue to progress and to make sure you're using your team. And, you know, we talk about, you know, what are the important books in reading and learning and growing? And one of the books, just really in summary, Stephen Covey's son wrote a book called The Speed of Trust. And in there, it talks about the character side and the competency side. Well, the character side, you either have integrity or you don't. And if you don't, you need to make sure you're building it because that's a key thing, because that's connect authentically. The second part is intent. What's our agenda? And our agenda is we don't care whether they say yes or not. All we're doing is finding out what's going on with them and then sharing. And if they decide they're ready, then great. If they're not, we just keep dripping on them. We keep being there for them. We show them that it's okay not to be ready yet. And that's the whole different world than the sales world. And then on the other side is that we're working as a brand new coach on building our competencies. Both our skills and our results matter. So our results and our personal story, as you guys were saying, our results in bringing on clients, bringing on coaches. And if we're not having the results we need, then we need to spend time with our fellow mentors so we can get better. You guys have done an amazing job of going from being client-based coaches to business coaches to business leaders and now top leaders on our team. So it's great for people to recognize that of all the core elements, the one you can't fake. You can't fake connecting authentically and cultivating trust. So it's so important. So what else, guys?
Well, as you were saying that, here's what I do know. Every single one of your friends and your family will end up doing Optavia at some point. And I know what some of you are thinking right now. You're going, Doug, you don't know my family. You don't know my friend. You don't know my uncle. You don't know my pastor. Oh no, I know them. And it's a matter of time before they will be a client of Optavia. And also to go ahead and let you know, it's a matter of time before they will become a health coach. And what we can do now is what Tia, you and I did this many years ago. And we said, you know, we know where we're going. It's just who's going to be with us now and who's coming later. In the meantime, we're going to cultivate trust with everyone in between. And some people might be a part of our 10-year plan, and other people will be a part of our 10-day plan, and other people will be part of our March plan. But we know where we're going, and we have to start cultivating that trust really right now.
Dr. A, people don't follow perfection. People follow authenticity and truth. And what I know is we found truth. This is truth. You've been woken up, and you can't go back to sleep. Once you experience this, I mean, I've tried, but it's like it draws you this journey. It's not going to be always easy, but my friends, it's going to be so worth it. And just, I encourage you to really lean in to your own personal health over the next 30 to 60 to 90 days. It is so essential for your breakthrough, for you to break some chains that have probably held you back for generations and years of your life. So, you know, sugar, if it's a big thing that holds you up, I just encourage you to get back to your structure, stay in your program, connect with your coach, get in your life book, you know, plug into community every week, get on the Habits of Health call, make it a priority for yourself. Because when you win and you're connecting to yourself, Dr. A has laid it out through the life book. When you're connecting to yourself and you're wide awake, it comes, the people will come your way, because you're living congruent. And so the world needs us to shine so bright. Thank you, Dr. A, for 20 years ago for swimming upstream, because we are exactly positioned to be the answer of health and hope that our world desperately needs right now. And I'm so grateful. And I'm so excited for all of these lives that are on here tonight to go impact the world.
That's beautifully said. And I want to go back to, for a moment, to what Doug said, because 20 years ago, I remember, 19 years ago, I remember Lori talking to her mom about this incredible thing that we were doing, you know, because actually they were, I think my family, when I left critical care to go out and do this and lived on credit cards for 2 years, I think they thought I was probably a little bit nuts. But one of the things that I can remember Lori talking to her mom, and I remember in her Southern drawl saying, well, that's nice. Totally rejecting us. I mean, didn't want to talk to us, didn't want to think about it. And so fast forward to this last weekend, I was in Atlanta with Lori's family, with both her mom and with her sister and her sister as a husband, and all the families, everybody there, everywhere I went into their pantry, and everyone, it was full of Optavia Fuelings. The books were laying out on the table, and like you said, they're in. It took a long time, and I didn't hold my breath. And that's the message. We don't need to hold our breath. We simply need to share, and people will come, because what we're doing is so prophetic, so different, and it's taken 2 decades to be fit for this time we're in now. So for our coaches just joining us, don't take what we're doing lightly. You have in your hands the tools, the vehicle, the support, the coaching network, the community to thrive. Now, that comes down to the process, because you know, you can have big goals for this next year. You can have goals. Goals are great, but goals without a process and without the daily work mean nothing. So let's talk just a moment about that as we connect authentically, we cultivate trust. How do we physically help build that and move forward? So we're actually creating, on the competency side of trust, we're creating the skills and the results that have people not just want to join us, but then have them go on their journey for success.
Yeah, Doctor, I think it comes down to number one is connect with yourself and your story. You know, I put up a quote on social media this week, and I'll read it here, but I think it actually applies here. Pay attention to who you're with when you feel your best. I'll read that again, coaches. Pay attention to how you feel, to who you're with when you feel your best. Many of you feel absolutely on top of the world right now. We just got done with our amazing Together We Rise Summit this past week. And you're just like, man, that's amazing. But then you feel like you are in a tug of war, or like you have to step over the other side of the teeter-totter and go back into your world. I remember leaving our first convention going, I love this world. I'm going into a whole world. How do I be that? How do I be Optavia to all my family, all my friends, all my church friends, all my acquaintances?
Yeah.
And what I did is I started cultivating the trust one by one through relationship. And what happened, Dr. A, was I got my confidence up. So I plugged into every single leadership call. This call has been a rock in my Antia's calendar for 10 and a half years. Mm-hmm. Since we made that decision. And so some of you just getting your confidence up right now, this group, this family is your lifeline.
Yeah.
Your Facebook group that you're on with your team, your client support page is your lifeline. Mm-hmm. You got to tap into it. You got to plug into it. Grab onto, like, Optavia is like a swift moving current, like whitewater rapids.
Hang on.
We're moving. Okay. The force will be with you. The current will catch you. Some of you just need to get in the current, and it's okay to float and let others carry you in season. And Dr. A, how you get your skills up is by getting confidence up and getting around other coaches, other leaders, people like you, all the people on this line, as your skills will come. But again, people aren't buying a product. They're buying you, and they're buying you in your story, right? Brian Rollinger used to never figure out why all he would talk about is the stories.
It's
all about the stories. I'm like, okay, Brian, there's more to it. No, it comes down to what we're doing for others and ourselves is life changing.
Yeah.
Get on here, get your story up, get your confidence up. And it's pretty powerful, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think all of us, if every one of us on this call tonight made a decision to start and help 10 people towards optimal well-being in the next 30 to 60 days.
30, so some 30.
Hang on. Let me go.
Okay. Well, you're being nice.
Because some of you think, as a farmer, I'm going to tell you, as you cultivate trust, many of you need to do some better follow-up. Like, you're doing one text and you don't kiss on the first date, my friends. Like, are you cultivating trust? Some people do, but I am not. Most people don't like that. So are you, Dr. A, I got to compose myself. So when you think about connecting authentically, you're going to have to spend time. If you want to start 10 people towards health by January 15th, you're going to need to start about 200 conversations. That can be text.
Truth
that can
text.
Be
yes.
Phone calls of connecting with Aunt Sally and Grandma Sue and who, I mean, this isn't like literally you're getting on the phone to say, hey, do you want to get on my program? This is connecting authentically and catching up. When they ask what you're doing in your life, you're going to share, oh my goodness, I've lost 50 pounds this year. I feel amazing. And they're going to want to know more about that. And that's going to give you an opportunity to connect with them. Are they going to be ready to start on that first conversation? Probably not. It's like one in a million. So I just want to encourage you, it is possible. Over the next 30 to 45 days, you can start 10 clients. Dr. A, I remember the year I spent all of December following up, connecting, nothing.
Yeah.
January 2nd came, 9 clients in one day got started because I was cultivating that trust. I was following up. So that's my encouragement, because it might not happen in, you know, you might start 2 or 3 in this month, but then on January 4th, you might start 10 clients. So I just want to encourage you, if you want that, you've got to take the action steps and cultivate that trust in people's lives.
Yeah, love that. All right, guys, we're running out of time. One last thought from each of you. Closing thoughts.
This is our time. Mm-hmm. And I'll close with what I opened with, coaches. We need you. OptaVia does not have enough coaches right now. And I'm also going to let some of you know, we don't have enough leaders. We need more leaders. And so I'm asking you, some of you that have kind of been tiptoeing around OptaVia like I did my first 2 years. Tia was the coach, but I tiptoed the first 2 years. I'm asking you, would you come with us? Would you play at a higher level? Would you lead yourself at a higher level? Will you take any part of you to a higher level? I'm Dr. A. We've got a big mission and we've got great leaders. All of us, we're great leaders, but we need more and we need a bigger army to do what we need to do in 2021 because the world needs us.
Great.
Well, I always will end with, I feel so loved in this community. I remember that instantly. I felt like I found home. And so that's my hope, that tonight you feel loved, you feel like you belong here, but more than that, that you now can be an extension to help others see that there's a place that they can belong in a world that is very complex and it's fear-based and everything, that we can be an extension to people that this is an area that they can control. They can take personal responsibility for their health and get that in alignment to be able to have the emotional intelligence and the resilience to navigate the days we're living in. So Dr. A, I just love our coaches. I love this family and I'm so grateful.
Great, thank you. Doug, Tia, thank you so much. Words of wisdom, lighting up the chat room. So many great nuggets. And the essence is, heal yourself from the inside and then reach out and help others do the same. That's what we do. And that's how we're gonna change the world and make this place a better place. And coming out of this crazy time, send it in a new direction. One of love and caring, and it's not a fantasy. It's actually becoming a reality. So thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it. Okay, we're gonna move on now. We're gonna talk a little bit about our field-led call, which is coming up at the half an hour. And I'd like to bring on Integrated Presidential Director, Terry Miller. Terry, you there?
Hi, Dr. A.
How are you tonight?
So awesome. That was so amazing. Thank you, Doug and Tia and Dr. A. I think everybody in OptaVia just loved everything you talked about, because that's the essence of what we are. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I love this, you know, the topic you and Dan are going to spend time on tonight, because, you know, how Doug and Tia have reached all the people they've reached isn't just by doing it themselves. It's connecting and building a team. So I'm really excited. Maybe just a little snippet of what they're going to learn on the 8:30 call.
Well, absolutely. And so you're going to get to hear mostly from Dan Bell tonight, who, you know, is the architect of our business model. And he's going to talk a little bit about really what you have in your hands and how to share it and who it's for. So that's going to be amazing. And I'm excited to partner with him for that tonight, Dr. A.
Great. Awesome. So that'll be in the link if this is your first time on this Zoom. We do switch Zooms here and you can see the link is at the bottom. So take a quick snapshot or a photo of that link. And as soon as we finish this call, which we will within the next couple of minutes, move over to that call, because that will be a call to help you really start to understand the idea of leverage and exponential growth to give you the time freedom as well as the resources to truly organize your life around what matters. So see you soon, Terry. Okay, I'd like to bring on now, Joanna, are you there?
I am here. Woo, that fired me up. I am great. That fired me up something fierce. That was amazing. I am so excited. I get to share this Wednesday. I get to be part of sharing my story authentically and vulnerably on how I continue to set goals and continue to contend for goals and finish strong in goals. And we're going to share lots of fun tips. I have three amazing friends and coaches who are still in their weight loss journey. They've lost several hundred pounds, and they're going to be sharing their tips and how they continue to stay in this for the long game. After that, we have three powerhouse coaches who are going to be sharing how Optavia has dramatically changed their life. It is going to be an incredible evening. You want to invite your friends, make sure your clients are there, coach candidates. We are going to have a great evening. Also, if you're anything like me, you need reminders. So I love our texting campaign. Optavia Coach to 9900 will give you reminders for our Monday night calls. And Optavia 30 will give you and your clients reminders for our Wednesday night calls. So make sure you get on board with that, because that's a super helpful tool. Love you guys. Have a great night, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
Awesome, Joanna. Thank you so much. And thanks, Doug and Tia. Terry, all this is leading us in the direction towards a better planet, better health for ourselves, our community, and the people we love and care about. So see you guys on the next call. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, and we'll see you soon. See you.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may have contained income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan, which differs from the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.